Now, there's been a few things that have happened. One of them in particular, of course, was the news poll that's come out news this morning. Now, just guide us through what's happened there. What's going on in the world of politics, Rob?
Well, it looks like Malcolm Turnbull's had a bit of bounce. He's been a bounce. He's on the way back. He's on the way up. Is it enough? It's, you know, good news for Malcolm and bad news for Bill. But on the other hand, Labor's lead is still 52 to 48 when you look at two-party preferred.
52 to 48.
You know, it's still a bit of ground there, isn't there? That's not, you know, that's within the realms of let's, you know, claw it back in the next couple of years or next year or two. But, of course, the budget, which you may be a bit familiar with, was a budget which is a bit like a Labor budget. So there's a bit of spending, there's a bit of, you know, a bit of taxing, but a lot of spending. So this is, you know, this is obviously making people feel a little bit better. Business confidence is up. Things are starting to feel a little bit good, you know. Just depends what happens overseas, I suppose, as to whether it's going to, you know, burst our bubble or not.
Well, indeed, we've got a couple of federal elections in other countries that maybe will affect finance markets. I'm no financial expert, so I'm not going to run a commentary there, Rod.
I should have said that Turnbull's lead over Shorten as better Prime Minister improved as well. So he's 42% and Shorten's 33%.
Yes.
They're both pretty unpopular. But
so more than half in both cases don't want them as a leader.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's probably...
You look at, you know, someone like Vladimir Putin, who's up at like 80% or something, you know.
Perhaps some questions about how the data is collected or perhaps what the consequence is, of course, for, you know, not reporting the data that wants to be reported to President Putin.
Are you questioning some of the news sources in Russia, are you?
Not at all. I'm wondering. I'm wondering.
You're wondering.
Now, of course, this was the 13th news poll in a row that Malcolm Turnbull's coalition government has lost. Now, I mean, that's a streak that's getting up towards the length of The Undertaker. You may remember The Undertaker was a famous world wrestling entertainment competitor or performer, I guess you'd say.
Right.
I think he had 21 matches at WrestleMania in a row that he won.
So. Really?
I wonder if Turnbull's streak will go as far as that.
Yeah, now was it Vijay Singh? No, he's a golfer. I don't know. There's a new champion or something.
Triple H is obviously quite popular in the wrestling world. But back to politics, of course. Well, I suppose this is where wrestling and politics have collided because there's been something going on with the One Nation politician, Malcolm Roberts. His chief of staff, or his media advisor, has been caught up in a bit of controversy, hasn't he?
Yeah, getting a bit of biffo there. I don't know what his background has been, but maybe it's been rugby league. I don't know. But he's got into a bit of biff and a bit of trouble there. I don't know how that affects him. I mean, it's his staffer, so, you know, it's been embarrassing. But it doesn't really affect Malcolm Roberts so much, does it? I mean, it's not going to stop him doing anything. It's just another little bit of controversy to the One Nation contribution to the One Nation pot, which appears to be bubbling over with great intensity because they've had a few leaks.
Yes,
haven't
of
they?
Course.
A few leaks in the meeting last week about, you know, what James Ashby was saying about how they should raise money, you know, and how they should raise money was like selling stuff at quite a good profit to their members who would be coming into a conference or the national conference.
People
whatever.
Who are running for election, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They wanted to sell the
materials and then it sort of gets into campaign funds and then campaign funds get some sort of funding from, you know. So therefore, the Australian taxpayer was going to have to be shelling out, basically, for this. They said that it didn't happen. They didn't, you know, the leak was a recording. Now, I don't know. Have you heard of the Listening Devices Act?
I understand some part of it, which is actually about the... I think in Victoria it's slightly different to how it is in New South Wales.
Yeah, but what is it in Queensland? That's where they were. I don't know. And of course, the question is who was the person who actually recorded this? And I think James Ashby's dying to find out.
Yes, it seems there may well be rats in the ranks.
Rats in the ranks. Oh, so things aren't all that. And of course, Pauline didn't have a good weekend estimates either. Twice, Pauline was questioning one of the departmental people, and she said, and she's got the numbers wrong. She says, you know, I suppose it's 300 million in salaries, was it? And they're going, well, no, it wasn't 300 million in salaries. Well, what's the figure then? I haven't got my notes here, she said. She said it a couple of times, she didn't have her notes. Maybe they're still back in the plane, James Ashby's plane or something.
Yes, which is also obviously drawn the, that's under investigation from the Australian Electoral Commission. So it's all happening in terms of investigations and controversy.
That's
well, I'm
right.
Sure, there are many journalists who are very thankful for that. It gives them something to write about.
And we don't know what your friend in Western Australia, the One Nation, what's his name? Colin.
Rod Cullerton.
Rod Cullerton. That's right, Rod Cullerton. What his brother-in-law, who's now taking his spot, is going to be like, do we?
Well,
do you know anything about him?
Well, he has spoken out against the party's immigration policy, actually, which is interesting.
His own party?
Yes. but, of course, if he gets dismissed, Rod Cullerton's wife becomes a senator. So, and
how's that
just to
work?
Clear up, if there was any confusion, Peter Gregoriou is actually Rod Cullerton's brother-in-law.
Didn't I say brother-in-law?
Yeah. Oh, well, sorry. It was just this idea of, you know, you've got the entire family on the Senate ticket list, which I think is quite adorable, actually.
Like,
imagine if I could organise, if I, you know, was married and then, you know, said to, you know, her brother-in-law, oh, let's all run for Senate together.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I get kicked out, then you can be it. And if you get kicked out, we could all take 1 year in our Senate cycle.
It's a great idea, isn't it? It's like they went looking for candidates in Western Australia and they found the whole family. They go, oh, that's it. That's all we need. We don't need to go anywhere else. We've got them.
Instead of the Adams family, perhaps it's the Hansons family.
Yes, it makes you wonder how they actually, it makes you wonder how they actually went about their stringent process for choosing candidates, doesn't it?
It sure does. You can't help but laugh a little bit at the...
I wonder if Pauline's actually met these people.
Well, I'm sure she has. Well, I don't know.
At a barbie, a fundraiser or something.
I'm not going to speculate because, you know what, there's plenty of other people.
Please explain.
Yeah, indeed. I'll leave it up to the fine commentariat. Thank you for joining me, Roderick.
Oh, it's been great being here. Thanks, Miles.